Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I am totally jazzed to have joining us today the panel. I am joined by three experts in the field of health and wellness, starting off with Angela Pfeiffer, Tim Ticehurst, and Dr. Scott Lynch. And today's show is our wrap-up show, so to speak, for the panel, exploring the world of possibilities. More importantly, what does it mean to step into possibility living? And so we're going to be joined by the panel, an exciting conversation about this, and more importantly, a conversation that will enable you to think about the world of possibilities, especially as you get ready to look at the new year coming upon us, or to look at the new day, whether it's this day, whether it's next day. The question is, are you living in the world of possibilities, and what does that mean? Angela Pfeiffer is joining me here right up front first as someone that knows quite a bit about possibility. She has created the Nourish Body, and she has been one of our keynotes on the panel for quite some time now. She's also someone that is going to be continuing with the show in a different way, pretty much featuring her conversation on the work that she does and the world that she lives in, helping countless people understand about nutrition and beyond. She is a certified nutritionist in Washington State and the owner of the Nourish Body and creator of the Nourished Nation and the Nourished Community. So if you are, if you want to find out how to get nourished in many, many different ways, what it means to have a body that is thriving and a life that is fulfilled, she is the person that you're going to want to speak to. So Angela, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. A wonderful introduction.
When I talk about living in the world of possibilities, I want to start with you. Okay. And your story.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I only pulled out a few of the things you're doing. Mm-hmm. And what I love is that I've had time since the first time I met you and talking with you now, and I realize that your business has grown and has become, you're very, very busy.
Yes.
You're very busy.
Yes.
So people...
No complaints, but yes. Absolutely.
And I want to find out more about your story. I want to find out about how Angela lives in the world of possibilities. So right. Let's talk about where you've been and where you are today.
Yeah. Wow. It really brought me into nutrition and doing it the way I do. I'm one of those type A, high energy people that just loves taking on the world. Right. Yet I didn't have a lot of time for self, and I felt like I was taking on the world, but empty on some level.
Oh.
And really in the last couple of years, especially after being out of 8 years of school, it's helped to get my life back. But I've really learned how much focusing on self is important. And there's so many aspects that go into making up a person's health. And I love that a body that's thriving. I mean, what a beautiful way to say it, because we need to thrive in this society versus feeling burdened or having heavy shoulders or always tense. You know, feeling that if we take on one more thing, we're going to tip over or our heads are going to explode.
Exactly.
Yeah. And for me, I've realized that balance, and it's not just about feeding yourself. It's not just about getting enough sleep. It's not just about developing relationships with people that care about you and support you and love you and are there for you. I mean, there's so much that goes into really creating this life for yourself that you do thrive in. And when I work with people with food, it's not just what you're eating. I have to reteach them and the way that they think about food and what it does for them. And there's this energy that comes from food, and it's a relationship. And to bring back that love and relationship instead of hating food, you know, and really teach them those fundamentals. we talk about that. I've had patients before where I've set the clipboard down and I said, we're only going to work on sleep. Because until we get you sleeping more, she's only sleeping about 3-4 hours a night. It doesn't matter what we're feeding you, because you're always going to be reaching for the comfort foods and the caffeine and trying to stay awake. I mean, we've all been there where we feel completely ragged and are trying to regenerate through
I had
caffeine.
A night like that last week, actually.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody's been there. But imagine having that day after day.
And what I love about what you're saying here, Angie, is that what I hear you saying is that you will meet your clients exactly where they are, without judgment, without saying this is how it should be.
Right.
But if you're not sleeping, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
If you're not eating this, vegetables, whatever it is, you're there to meet them.
Absolutely. What I think, or why I know what I do works better than trying a new diet, trying a new diet, what everybody does, they go from one thing to the next.
Yeah, yeah.
What works so well in the way that I do this is that I hold up the light and say, this is what you're doing now, and this is what it is or isn't working, or this is what is or is not working for you. So there's always some part of that is they're making great decisions, or they've got some healthy foods in there, but I will shed light on what isn't working. Let's look at the patterns. Let's look at how much you're sleeping. Let's look at how much stress you're under. And you have to take stock of point A to get to point B. That's the whole mechanism for long-term change, because until you do that, you're going to continue to spin your wheels. You're going to continue to be pulled so far and so drastically away from what is comfortable for you that you won't be able to stick with it long term. I mean, that's why dieting doesn't work. It's a no-brainer. Everyone knows dieting doesn't work, yet we keep going on them, and it's a kabillion-dollar business. I mean, it's just ridiculous how much money is put out for the latest gimmick in the diet books. But it's pulling back. It's taking a step back from what you're doing and really taking stock of what it is you need in your life. I just attended an amazing workshop on Friday. It's with Working with Power. It was amazing. It was an all day, 8:30 to 4:30. And I remember the day before, I was like, I can't spend a whole day. I have to cancel. I can't spend a whole day on myself. I get so busy. I didn't check my phone the entire time I was in there. And it was amazing. But I came out of it and I said, you know what? I need to put a care package together for me. I have everything else tasked out. My finances, my workload, everything. And I need to spend more time on myself. I need to start actually scheduling that in.
Right.
You know, and it's that type of thing. Even I, who has a pretty put together life because I try to really practice what I preach, needs to take a step back and say, what am I missing? And I have felt so, I've felt so fulfilled in the last 4 days. It's been just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
What I wanted to say, I want to, again, remind everyone, the panel is here. You're hearing an incredible conversation. Today's topic, because we've covered so many things, we are talking today in, the wrap-up session for the panel about possibility living in a very big way. And with Angela, what I wanted to explore was not only her passion, how she got here, but the world of possibilities. And, Angie, as we were talking about your life and what you did 8 years of school and where you are today, there's a question that we're going to revisit towards the end of the show, which is about where do you want to go? Because part of this is looking at possibilities, not probability. And in the work you do, as with the other panelists, let me just say why this is important. Because when you go to certain doctors or certain experts, they will look at you as a percentage. And what I mean by that is, and believe me, if you're out there and you haven't heard this, then you are so blessed. But if you go and somebody looks at you and you fill out the chart and it's your age and your weight and all of this stuff, and they look at you, and let's say you're over 50, they're going to say, well, it's kind of, your body is just taking on that over 50 form. That's the world of probability. Today's show is the world of possibility. What do you say to a comment like that?
I say that anything is possible, and I would never accept that I am going to decline with age. I absolutely would never accept that. It is not even a thought in my head. Every day I look at myself and I am like, you go. Because I eat healthy, I'm fit, I know, I feel, I'm so in tune with myself and how I feel. And can try even, practicing that every day, that connection and what do I need today? And it's you just thrive by that. It's such an exciting feeling to do. And you have, it's practiced. It's really practiced. It's not something you just can wake up with most of the time. But I would always seek a second opinion. I would never sit across from a healthcare practitioner that I didn't feel comfortable with, that I felt was talking down to me, that I felt didn't want to take me to a higher level, that simply wanted to treat me and just kind of pat me on the head and say, you know, so sorry you're feeling this way, but you are over 50. You know, it's kind of to be expected.
Right. Here's,
you know, it's almost normalizing as much as the whole, not supplement, but the... Pharmaceutical.
Pharmaceutical.
Companies, where they're trying to normalize everything. You know, that everybody has insomnia, everybody has aches and pains, everybody has sleeping disorders.
Every headache is the same,
Yeah.
Right.
So you can just continue to take these pills, and we will help you lead a healthy life instead of realizing you can do it yourself.
Well, today's show is about possibility living. Angela Pfeiffer joining me here today. Wow. We just got a dose of possibility living from her. Tim Tysurce is going to be next up, and Dr. Scott Lynch. This is the show about possibility, and I want to make sure that you all know you're welcome to join in on the conversation. If you want to join in and give us a chat and tell us how you are willing to let go of probability living, let go of the limitation, and step into the world of possibilities, give us a shout, and we've got a special gift for you, because this is the show where no is not the answer. We'll be right back.
The panel. The panel. The panel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show. I am thrilled to be bringing you this incredible offer from Lloyd Wright. Lloyd was a very special guest of mine on the Dr. Pat Show. He has come back to the table to give each and every one of you that calls this number a copy of his book. If you call this number, 877-676-1615, 877-676-1655, you'll get a copy of Lloyd's book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C.
Find out how you can use the power of words in clothing to change your world. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn all about Creo Mundi, a unique brand that's going to rock this planet. Utilizing the frequencies and positive words on the inside of clothing, Creo Mundi can really help you create your own universe and tap into the law of attraction. Like attracts like at creomundi.com. C-R-E-O-M-U-N-D-I. That's creomundi.com.
Close the gap between enlightened knowledge and experience. There is a way to live in direct contact with the source of creation to completely transform your life. The Ashaya's Ascension is the bridge. The next course in Seattle is January 4th through 6th. For more information, call 888-ASHAYA-1 or visit theashayatradition.org, spelled T-H-E-I-S-H-A-Y-A tradition.org.
Kate's Caring Gifts is proud to support Dr. Pat's Green Christmas Challenge with earth-friendly alternatives. Visit them at katescaringgifts.com to see their complete selection of natural body care, kid-powered toys, eco-friendly home decor, and organic gourmet indulgence, including the world's best organic chocolate. Find people and earth-friendly gifts at katescaringgifts.com. That's katescaringgifts.com.
Hello, this is Douglas McQuarrie from Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company. Over the last 22 years, you've been listening to me talk about the merits of sleeping with 100% natural products. Now I want you to hear me. Not just listen to me, but hear me all the way into your heart. This is very important. We're all trying to wake up to be in the present moment. We're finding that any time we're in the dead past or the non-existent future, it hurts. When we find ourselves in the present moment, we're alive, fully alive. As you've experienced, it's hard to stay in that present moment. Which brings us to the subject of your bed. Your bed is not only offers your body, but your entire being dynamic rest. From that dynamic rest comes dynamic awakeness in the present moment. Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company is located at 101 Nickerson, two blocks west of the Fremont Bridge on the Queen Anne side. Please call us at 206-282-1717 or visit our website at SoaringHeart.com. Thank you.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And the panel is here. You just heard from Angela Pfeiffer. Tim Ticehurst now is joining the conversation because today's show is a show about possibilities. It's about possibility living. And so each week we've been joined by the panel, which is, as I said before, Angela Pfeiffer, Tim Ticehurst, and Dr. Scott Lynch. And today is our wrap-up show. And what better to explore than possibility. Tim, thank you so much for joining the show today. You are the founder of homeopathyseattle.com and have brought the conversation of homeopathy to the table. In looking at the world of possibilities in your world, how do you explain the fact that many of us live in the world of probability and have a difficult time stepping out into the world of possibility living?
Well, probability is so, you know, it's so comfortable, you know. You can really live a life that way, and very measured, very, and we all do to some extent, you know. Am I going to wake up tomorrow morning? I hope so. Is the sun going to rise? Yes. Probability is very high. But when you look at, I think mostly it becomes a need-based thing to jump out of probability and into possibility. And I think those who cross that threshold find who they need to find to help them to get there, you know, by listening to your show or any, you know, practitioners of any stripe across, you know, around the world. So, but possibility is, it's just a different realm and it requires some searching.
What does the world of homeopathy, what is the relationship of your world? And you probably should say a little bit about your world, but what is the relationship of your world to that of the world of possibility living?
Right. Well, the world that I am in, the homeopathic world, I mean, it's a really fascinating world. It is all about possibility, and I think it's a world that people are, again, want to apply a probability to, because everyone wants to go to a practitioner and be sure of something. They want to be guaranteed. And there are no guarantees. There are no guarantees in life. You know, I think we all learn that at some point. You have to create, you have to create non-guaranteed living, non-probability living, and create possibility. So in my world, the world of energy, you know, in a form. So in homeopathy, we're taking substances out of their material form and turning them into an energetic substance, an energetic possibility. So when we take something from the mineral kingdom, from the animal kingdom, from the plant kingdom, these things all have a resonance. They all have a vibration. And so when we put them into a new form, you know, of a homeopathic remedy, through its processing, which is very specific, we're creating a different aspect. We're creating a different, which still has its components of its former life as phosphorus, as a grasshopper, as a, what's a good plant, as belladonna. Right?
Yeah.
And so we're taking it from, and usually it's quite poisonous or quite, you know, it has an effect on somebody, like belladonna, great stuff. It's a plant that was, you know, witches used to use it. They used to make a tincture, and this plant family called the Solanaceae family was very popular with witches back in the, you know, hundreds of years ago. And what they would do, they would make a tincture of it, and that they would, and this is the story as well, that they would get the fat from a dead fat child and make a tincture where they would rub it on themselves, either anally or vaginally, and then they would go into delusions and hallucinations of flying. And so this is where I think a lot of our, but this is a possibility, right? So when someone comes to me and says, Tim, I wake up in the morning, or I wake up in the middle of the night and I see things. I had a woman come and she says she sees flowers dancing over her head. She saw a next door neighbor on the foot of her bed. She's having a conversation with this little girl at the foot of her bed. And she's like, why are you here? Why are you, you know, it's 5 a.m. Should you be home? And so she comes with these delusional, you know, it's delusional, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is one of the realms that we treat very well. Here she comes and she has these problems, and I look and I find this remedy, belladonna, homeopathic belladonna, which is a very delusional, very hallucinogenic type remedy.
Right, and it actually was the star remedy or product in the movie Practical Magic.
Uh-huh, I have to see that.
Yeah, that's right. And so we're familiar with it, but the world of possibility that you're talking about is you actually use this for healing.
We're using something that could actually do some harm in its material form, and when it's applied to someone who actually has the problem, and they're acting like a belladonna state,
right,
we can give them belladonna to help them remove the state.
Mm. You know, when you decided to take the path of homeopathy, did you have a sense of concern about the profession that you're in, and more importantly, did you have any doubts at all about whether you'd be able to help people?
Well, I'm sure we all step into an arena like that. I'm sure Angie does. We all step every day. It's like, can I help this person?
Not
I have
even
no
for a
idea.
Second.
I have no idea. I mean, that's you know, I always call it this delicious mystery of who this person is walking into my office and going, here's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then we unwind it, we unweave it, and they're just telling their story. It's all about possibility.
Yeah.
And
what brought them to our door, and how did we meet on this planet,
and
how, yeah, that connection.
It's fascinating.
It is. It
it's
really is.
I used to
ask on the show, and I do this every once in a while because I have these moments, and I say, is anybody listening?
Right. Yeah, we're in this room with these kind of funny little machines.
14 hours a week on the radio, and it was like anybody listening to the show. And, you know, that to me is my fear talking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or when the phones don't ring. It would be like, okay, the phones are not ringing, nobody's listening, and it's so not true.
I've called the phone company or called myself, because it hasn't rung for an entire day, which is so rare. And then I finally, like, wait a second, somebody's telling me I needed a day.
Yeah.
I needed to relax. And it doesn't make me so fearful, but especially when you're in your first few years of practice, your phone doesn't ring all day and I start sending out a bunch of emails. Where's everybody?
Drumming
Can you call
up.
Me to make sure my phone works? Yeah.
Right.
How can we invoke possibility living? What can we say to our listeners to get them to start thinking now?
Yeah.
I mean, our theme, and I mentioned this earlier, our theme for the Dr. Pat Show and other things we're doing for 2008, we always have a theme every year, is get out of the gate in 2008. And it is a theme that honors all of the contemplation we've been doing, but more importantly, honors action.
Right.
What is the world of possibility and possibility living? What can we say to our listeners in your respective areas of expertise to help folks step into that world?
Angie, go.
Yeah, my best recommendation is to contact a healthcare provider. Get somebody that is in your corner that you can chat with, that you can bounce ideas off of, and really just move with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we said from the beginning, we would love for each listener to go out and put their own team together. You know, and whether it's a nutritionist and a massage practitioner, when I speak today, or a homeopath and a chiropractor, whatever it is that floats your boat that you're interested in, that you want help in, open that door and have somebody, you know, guide you through it. I mean, there's so much misinformation out there, and to actually have someone hold your hand and say, let me show you how lovely that would be.
Yeah.
How powerful that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I think for most of us, we come from a society in a place where we're so used to doing everything ourselves or for doing things for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But this really, the panel conversation for the most part has been about self-care.
Yeah.
And not self-care as like a mini conversation, but self-care, let's do something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, think about though, when I'm working with someone, I have them meditate usually, and if they're really stressed out, we just start with maybe 5 minutes a day, and they'll come back with, I don't have time, I can't settle my mind, I can, you know, all these excuses as to why they can't or don't have time to meditate, and yet they're the people that need it most. And I'd say for the listeners out there, if you do not have time for self-care, you're the person that needs it most. And if you start, as we say, you need to go focus on yourself, if you immediately come up with those excuses in your head, if you're hearing your mind start to become active, no, you need to take a step back and realize you're the person that needs it most.
And that is such an important conversation for every one of us to have, especially as we're running faster. Tim, what do we say to people from your perspective to help folks step into that world of possibility living?
Similar to Angie, it's just, the idea of seeking, a seeker. You know, a seeker is oftentimes a finder. And when you seeking, it's action, it's desire. Where's the desire? You know, I love it when people come into my office when they're going like, I want something.
Yes.
Tell me what can I do? And it's just human nature to want, but probability is not a very wanting place. It's a measured, it's 50% of me wants to do this. But desire is something very vastly different, and vastly it comes from a need. A need to really be well and to be whole.
Well,
and we all have it.
Let's hold that thought, because when we come back, we will talk about desire, especially if you're desiring to reach for that cupcake over this holiday season.
Did Angie bring cupcakes?
Enjoy the cupcake. Enjoy the cupcake. We'll talk about
Angie
that.
Angie brought cupcakes?
I did. We'll talk about that when we come back. The panel's joining us here today. Angela Pfeiffer, Tim Ticehurst, and Dr. Scott Lynch. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The panel. The panel.
Business owners, you can learn how to use the law of attraction for success, even if you're struggling over money. Marketing coach Andrea Conway teaches a practical approach to creating the business of your dreams. It's all explained in a free report just for the listeners of the Dr. Pat Show. Get your copy of the report at successfulselfemployment.com/free or email Andrea at successfulselfemployment.com right now.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out michaelnardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Having someone in your corner with knowledge and expertise fully dedicated to your success is the best way to meet your weight and health goals. I'm Angela Pfeiffer, certified nutritionist and owner of the Nourished Body. I am dedicated to teaching you how to eat right and coaching you through the gradual lifestyle changes needed not only to lose weight, but to keep it off for good. If you're frustrated with those extra pounds that you just can't seem to lose, do something about it. Take the first step. I make healthy easy and I make it fun. Take the first step by calling me at 425-747-5282.
Imagine for a moment what your obituary might sound like right now. Then imagine how you would really like it to read. Actually, you unknowingly write and live your obituary every day. It's time to be more intentional about how you live your life. It's time to find and create your ideal path in life right now. It's time to be the best you can be. Visit BeTheBestYouCanBe.net for more information about life coaching and the life-changing book, Our Journey is Our Work. That's BeTheBestYouCanBe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to be the Master of Ceremonies at the upcoming Extraordinary People 2008, a five-part lecture series beyond words. Five nights, five extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Greg Braden, Alan Cohen, Deepak Chopra, John Holland, and Ayanla Van Zandt, all right here in Seattle. Save by purchasing the entire series and get five for the price of four. Series tickets are on sale right now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for dates, information, and to purchase your series tickets right now. Single tickets will be available for purchase on December 1st. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information and to purchase your series tickets now. Series tickets would make a delightful stocking stuffer for someone you care about this holiday season.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Too much is never enough. You always gotta lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found. Ever since you've been around, you're the woman that I want, so I'm putting it down. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. If you've got comments or questions, want to join in on the conversation, please do so. Angela Pfeiffer joining me today, as well as Tim Tysurst. And the number to call is toll-free right now, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and join in on the conversation. Before the break, we were talking about desire, and I actually love that word desire. I really love that word desire, because it is very rare that we stop, I believe, in this country and get in touch with what we truly desire. It's almost impossible for some people to even say the word want. We're so locked into the word need, and to jump to the word I want seems so selfish in a lot of ways. And I want to say that when we look at possibilities, I'm telling you to jump into want and desire. Because we know that in the scheme of things, if we're not taking good care of ourselves, we certainly don't have the fuel to take care of the many that most of us probably have to take care of. Yeah. So let's talk about desire, but let's talk about it in the way that you all see yourselves going forward with your vision, going forward with your the work that you do. Angie, do you want to start with that?
Desire in the fact that how I work with my patients to help them develop
as
and
well.
Get in touch with what they know. I think it goes back to what I was saying in the beginning and how I help people kind of take stock of where they're at. Everyone comes to me with goals. You know, they always have, I want to lose 20 pounds. And once we get to having a conversation, usually three or four more goals come out for me, where it's more time for self, I need to get more sleep, there's so many more care steps involved in there, yet we have this litmus test of weight. So I think the way I work is really helping people discover what that desire is and find the small steps that they can do to actually meet that goal, versus just having it be that ominous, I want to lose 20 pounds, and having no idea how to get there. Desire for me is really helping people get back in tune with their bodies and listening to themselves. And I think that's so powerful. And it's there's that one of 20 pounds, but then there's what do I will use the word need, but what do I need right now? What do I need? Do I need help? You know, and
that's when the use of the word need is really appropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, because there is this place of, I need to make a change right now. I mean, there's a consequence.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when I work with someone, I have them food journal the whole time, and there's actually a column down the right-hand side of the food journal. It says, how am I feeling? And every time I have someone every time somebody reaches for food, I ask them to ask themselves, how am I feeling? And it's not so much, hi, everybody's an emotional eater. But yeah, I want to help people become more in tune with their body. And it may be, I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm nice, I don't know, I don't care, this is a stupid question. But eventually, there's these little tendencies that start popping up, and it's like, oh, I'm feeling anxious. Oh, I'm stressed. Oh, I'm irritated. I have to do this one more thing, or I'm great, thrilled with this connection. So I want them to develop that, because when we go through life, everybody is, how are you doing today? It's so false. You walk into any store and they greet you now. How are you? And you could care, they could care less how you are, but they are told that they have to greet everybody. And every response is, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm okay. And we start believing it. And yet,
it's all good.
Well, it's true. It's interesting. And the other thing is, we don't stop long enough. I was watching a little bit of the news last night, and they were looking at one of the politicians specifically. I won't mention any names, but he was walking down the street in the town, and he was shaking hands with everybody, and he would say hi, and he'd say, hi, how are you? And he got to the woman that was kind of at the end of the trail, hi, how are you? And you could see she was going to answer, but before she could even open her mouth,
He said, hi, how are you? And he was gone. Never made eye contact. And I thought to myself, okay, this is somebody that's running for president. And we're looking at this question of, hi, how are you? And the question really is, do we really care? Mm-hmm. And isn't that a question we should be asking ourselves right out of the gate? Ask ourselves how we are and be willing to answer that honestly. I think that's what you're talking about, Angela.
Absolutely. And try this next time when you get together with a girlfriend or a family member and you're like, hey, how's it going today? And then they say fine. Just touch them on the hand and say, no, really, how are you feeling? And just watch them kind of take it back for a second and then spill everything. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's like we've lost that connection and we need that connection again.
Yeah.
And I don't expect you're going to get it with the person walking in from the store by any means, but it's, it's developing that in other ways.
You actually do get it. And as a matter of fact, every time I go back home, which is, with family, I refer to that, and that's in New Jersey, they absolutely don't want to take me out shopping. They don't want me to go out shopping because I will stop at the register and I will have a conversation. Yeah. And the reason that that is not a good thing to do is because the people are lining up behind you and you're chit-chatting with the person at the register. But you know what? It's getting back to the nature and the truth of it. I mean, Tim, you have talked about on this show, I think just about every show we've done, as well as Angie, you have talked about how you spend a significant amount of time with people that come in because the solutions that you provide are not a boilerplate. This is, headache. Okay, boom, do this. Mm-hmm. Neither is what you do. So how important is the conversation of desire in your field?
Desire, I mean, you can look at it in two different ways. Desire, there's, really desire that is really positive. And I'm seeking something because I'm not well. There's desire on the other scale as well, which is I want something that's not good for me. Or and so it's really looking at it from both sides. I think, desire is really, it's important. It's what drives us. Mm-hmm. It really does. And then there's a whole bunch of people who just don't have it. I think, to cultivate is to really seek, to look, to find, to seek and to find. Hide and go seek. There you go.
Well, I'm going to ask you both this question. As you step out, and I know both of you are doing this, as you look at your worlds and your life and what you want to create to help people, how would you describe where you are today versus where you see the vision, you see your work going?
I'm just so excited about where I'm headed. I am really looking into... my next step as far as education, and I think I found it. There's a doctor in India who, his name is Rajan Sankaran, and he's doing this work in homeopathy, which is really, in the last 100 years, we haven't had anything like this. This is really going after really helping people connect to the source, connecting to the source that they need. So he will go really, it's incredibly deep work that they're doing, but going down deeper and connecting the person, or the person is connecting their suffering to a substance in nature. Mm-hmm. And they'll start expressing this source in a variety, hand gestures and their language. And then once we know that source, then we can give them that remedy, that specific. So, a couple cool examples are, this woman came into my office recently and she was talking about the swan. Did I talk about the swan last time?
Yeah.
The whooping swan. And she came back in and she said, she had eczema. She's a massage therapist and her eczema all over her hand, weeping eczema. And, it's difficult if you're working with your hands.
Sure, absolutely.
And she's like, Tim, my hands totally stopped weeping. Totally, the eczema totally crusted over, so it's starting that healing process.
That's amazing.
And she was just like,
it is amazing.
It was amazing. And this is a remedy I've never given before, but it was connecting to the source of her problem. Mm-hmm. And how she connected to it was, I feel ugly like a duck, like a swan. I feel this connection so deeply with this substance that now I'm somehow enacting it. And this is so unconscious. This is such on a deep subconscious level. Subconscious, unconscious. Choose which one you want.
Yeah.
But they're on that level. And, you know, this story came out 2 hours later when it was just like, you know, we're about to wrap up. And she's using this gesture, this hand gesture, like, I'm like, mm-hmm. what? And she's been doing it the whole case. I'm like, what is that? Tell me about this. And she's like, oh, this? And, you know, I do this all the time. And I'm like, well, tell me about it. And she's like, oh, it's kind of like a claw. I'm like, a, like, claw like what? And she's like, kind of like a bird. Mm. And I'm like, oh, well, tell me about birds. Mm. And she's like, well, when I was a little girl, I just read that book over and over again, The Ugly Duckling.
Yeah.
And I freaked out. I would cry and scream because I was that thing. Mm-hmm. It became so enmeshed in her cells now that her body is living this idea of swan.
Well, I mean, that's an example of being in the world of possibilities, because I got to tell you, dude, if you were in the world of probability, you would not have come up with that solution. But, you know, with both of you, I mean, you live in the world of possibility, or you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Angela about her vision, because you can honestly, you can't go to the grocery store, you cannot turn on television, you can't even turn on the radio without hearing something about nutrition, about dieting, about food, what we don't know about food, what we do know about food, what to eat. And as Angie said before, if you're going to reach for that cupcake,
enjoy the cupcake.
That's right. Have
See
another.
Every bite.
Yeah,
enjoy
and enjoying
it.
The cupcake is definitely, Benny, not being the cupcake. So that's a totally different thing. We're going to take a short break.
Oh, Benny.
When we come back, we'll
Are
be
you
talking.
Calling me plump?
No. I would never do it.
Yay.
No, you're my supermodel. When we come back, Angela Pfeiffer will be joining us. We'll be hearing about her desires, her vision, and both Tim and Angie will be giving us some tips to get kick-started in 2008. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
The panel. The panel.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Carol Haywood Bobrowskis is a seer and an author who has been watching evolution in action since her third eye opened wide in 1987. Her observations reveal a very hopeful path for the future of Earth and humanity to evolve to a place where love and peace prevail. You can find out about her book, Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment, as well as her fun workshops by calling 425-222-9455 or visit PassionatePinky.com.
Do you dream of publishing a book? Are you ready to make your writing dreams come true? Join New York Times best-selling author and celebrated life coach Cheryl Richardson for the Writer's Boot Camp Cruise to the Mexican Riviera on April 5th through 12th, 2008. Discover the nuts and bolts information you'll need to write, publish, and market your book, plus inspiration for enjoying the process. Visit ICanDoItAtSea.com today for all the details.
Are there things you want and don't have? Imagine creating them. Having experiences you don't want? Imagine discreating them with Avatar. Call 1-800-270-5111. How much future suffering could you avoid by restructuring your own mind? The Avatar Course, the most powerful consciousness training available. Free mini courses offered. Visit avataraloha.com and call 1-800-270-5111.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C-P-R.com.
Check this out. Did you know that spending just 30 minutes a day in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn hundreds of calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain? Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show can enter to win a portable infrared sauna from Detox America. Enter by December 31st by calling 888-338-6987 or send a message with your contact information to info@detoxamerica.com. And in the subject line, put the Dr. Pat Show sauna giveaway.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The panel.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And I want to welcome you to the show today because we're talking about possibility living with Angela Pfeiffer and Tim Ticehurst. They are two of the three panelists that have been joining us. Dr. Scott Lynch he is here in spirit. And just so you know, we're going to be doing a separate segment with him due to unfortunate weather conditions in our area. He has had some very important business to take care of. But today's show, Possibility Living, I've been talking with both Tim and Angie about possibility living. And Angie, you know, the question about your vision and where you are today, as I said before, in a profession that is probably least understood and probably most needed right now. And I don't know what your interest was when you said, I'm going to go and this is my profession, this is what I'm going to do. But clearly, I believe you have a sense of what your vision is and your desires. So given where we are now and some of the serious problems we're faced, how do you see yourself evolving and the work that you're doing and how you can help other people?
Right. I've evolved so much since I've come out of school. And Bastyr was key in that. Absolutely. I love Bastyr University. I think with all the misinformation out there, it's become such a confusing subject. And yet when I work with someone, I'm simply taking them towards whole foods, from processed foods to whole foods, eating more consistently throughout the day. And it's not necessarily, I'm not nutrient-based. I can't stand that our society has become nutrient-based, meaning that you don't eat a strawberry because it's a carbohydrate, or you do eat a strawberry because it has vitamin C in it. Or it's like everything is focused. If you look at every packaging, it's like, ooh, high in antioxidants. Or I see that all the time when you watch the TV shows where a nutritionist comes on and they're talking about foods. Now, you want to eat these because they're high in vitamin A. Now you want to eat these because they're like, how about if we just eat them because they taste good?
Oh, that, what a concept.
What a concept. To me, it's not, food isn't a vitamin C source. It's not a point. It's not, you know, we've labeled food in this way that, and packaged it in these pretty little boxes that just, it confuses everybody. I have to read a testimonial that a patient sent to me 2 days ago, and I, in full disclosure, I've been working with her for almost 2 months. I work a lot with emotional eating or overeating, and it always takes time. There's so much pre-contemplation that's coming up and old habits that we have to break through. And she is finally down 6 pounds because she finally gave over and tried my way of eating. Not moving her too far from what she was doing, yet really backing up, being a little more consistent earlier in the day with the eating patterns. Because okay. I think what always comes up for people, especially overeaters, it's so much easier to undereat earlier in the day. Not much breakfast, a little bit midday, and then all the food comes in later in the day, and they have to deal with that habit of overeating and extreme hunger, and then that whole cycle starts again the next day, right? So if you can eat healthy foods consistently throughout the day, you'll pull out hunger later in the day, and you will be less likely to overeat. So she writes, as she is down 6 pounds, hooray, this method of eating healthy as opposed to dieting has been a new approach. So I needed confirmation or evidence that it would work, and it has. I am happy to continue in this new approach because I know it is the answer to attaining my true weight, whatever that is. It feels good to allow my body a say in what it needs by listening to it rather than my emotions. It's not perfect all the time, but at least I'm aware now that cravings are not always about food.
I mean, how powerful is that?
That's living in the world of possibilities.
That's living in the world of possibilities. Yeah. Absolutely. She has finally created this for herself, and she's not starving herself, because her whole MO was, I have to drastically starve myself to reach the weight I want to. I get to that weight, I get comfortable, all my old patterns come back, and now I'm back up to the weight, that whole yo-yoing. And it's it takes somebody holding their hand for over 2 months for her to finally say, okay, I'm going to try this. I finally feel safe enough to try this. And I don't know of any other nutritionist or dietitian that you're going to get that with. No offense to them, but that's why I know I do it so differently. There's so much handholding that comes out with what I do, and really meeting them where they're at. She wasn't ready to make the changes 2 months ago. She was ready to think about it. She was ready to get the education behind it. She was ready to continue to check in with me and be present, but she wasn't ready to make the changes, and she finally did that about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago.
That's what really sets the three of you apart.
Yeah.
Angie Pfeiffer and Tim Tysers and Dr. Scott Lynch. I'm talking about the panel, because what you've just described is something that it's actually an anomaly right now,
right,
in the field of products and services, especially around nutrition. I mean, it is more of slam bam. And what you're talking about is so important in people wanting to be heard and understood.
Right.
And rather than, you know, somebody telling them, eat the red pepper, it's, you know, full,
right,
of vitamin C.
Right. Exactly. The more color on your plate, and just all those little things that it's the what to eat, but not why. Why am I doing this for myself? Mm. What does it mean to me? What, you know, and there's so many top 10 lists out there. There's so much information on how to diet. Yet it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. You continue to pull yourself further and further away from what is true for you. And it's that grass is greener mentality. And it just, I've always found it doesn't work, yet we still keep beating our heads against the wall, trying it, because we don't know what else to do. And we think we're failures because we can't stick with it. I always hear, I know what to do, I just don't do it. And the diet worked while I was following it. Those are my two. Just,
you know, what's really great is, you know, getting that person down to the level of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can do any diet in the world, but there's always still the state of misunderstanding, the state of I don't know, or the state of, and you brought her to this place,
right?
And then once she could see it and be aware,
mm-hmm,
then everything dissolves at that point.
Yeah. Well, let's make sure that we, first of all, I want to thank you. This has been an incredible panel, and so many people have benefited so much from this conversation because of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have you leave our listeners with your personal message for them as they begin to look at their lives in the world of possibilities, and also let them have your website. Angie, you want to go first?
Sure. Angela Pfeiffer. My company is The Nourished Body. I'm at thenourishedbody.com, and nourished is like you're nourishing yourself. NOURISHED. My phone number is 425-747-5282. And I always say, what can you do to be healthier today? Mm-hmm. What can you do to improve your life? Mm-hmm. And I would love to help.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Tim, how about you?
Tim Tysurst is my name. And homeopathy is my game. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's beautiful.
my business is Homeopathy Seattle, HOMEOPATHY, Seattle, .com is where you can find me. I'm in Ballard. That's where my office is. Mm-hmm. I have a new office there. I'm very happy there. And I would say desire is incredibly important, but then there's also, I think, what Angie and I are both talking about is this, to settle. I mean, to settle down and to really be. There's a fine line between having desire, but then is,
mm-hmm,
you know? So the cross between those two is just to be. I mean, to be. And I think once we can really settle down and to really be, then we're a lot more comfortable with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we can really take full stock in who we are and how we are And then we can make really great decisions based on that.
Wow. What a powerful message for everyone. Thank you both.
Beautiful.
Angela, it's right. It is beautiful. Thank you both. You are absolutely incredible. And I want to mention that your phone numbers for people that are not in the area, you do consultations.
Yes.
And so people can call you. Mm-hmm. So give out those phone numbers.
Yeah, let me get my phone number. I didn't. 206-240-9513. Angela?
Yeah, 425-747-5282. My office is in Kirkland. I'm also part of the Lake Union Wellness Center on Westlake now in Seattle. So that's new and exciting. And I do work long distance. So I have people, a bunch of women I work with back east.
Great. Yeah. Oh, Aaron, thank you both. I want to thank you all for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Benny, for another great job. And you know what?
Thank you, Benny.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat. And Scott.
Yeah, and thank you, Dr. Scott, and thanks mostly to our listeners. And I just want to say, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and transformative talk radio is my game. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.